no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
I am, I'm really glad you all are here. Today's a Monday morning, and I want to tell you my Monday story. Is that okay? I don't know about you. I think I've shared with you that maybe it goes back to when I was in school, and Mondays were just stressful because oftentimes I would have not done homework over the weekend I was supposed to or something like that. But up until this day, I still find that sometimes I can have a little thing in the pit of my stomach over Mondays. And especially if something goes wrong, I find that I tend to gunny sack Mondays. Do you know what gunny sacking means? It means when something goes wrong, you put it into a bag and then later, you know, you keep adding things into it. And then ultimately you dump it out. Usually it's something you do to another person, but on Mondays, it's easy to do it to ourselves. Oh, well, see, it's Monday when something goes wrong. So you can hear the music. You can see the background. This takes an enormous amount of work to put on. Behind me is actually a green screen. I'll show it to you. There you go. Let me show you the green screen itself, the green screen image. There we go. Took forever to dial that in. Now, what's interesting is that I dialed all this in with Miroslav on Friday. I wanted it to be perfect for you all this morning. And we worked and worked and worked and pretty well had it that way. And I was so excited. I did some test recordings over the weekend. And guess what happened this morning? Not only when I got up were all the camera settings somehow changed. They literally were just changed. But all of the documents in my documents folder were gone. I knew that because these background images that you're seeing were kept on my documents folder. So in other words, my Monday morning began with coming in here to just make sure everything was okay that I had worked for hours on, just check. And when I got here, the camera wasn't correct. Spent about 10 minutes fixing that. And the whole time, this is important. This is what I wanted to share with you. The whole time this was transpiring, I was saying to myself, I'm staying calm while I resolve this. I am staying calm while I resolve this. And I'm able to not only say that to myself, but literally keep that calmness inside of me because I meditate, because I sit and exercise my brain, which is what meditation is. Meditation is mental exercise. And so my gift to you this morning, I said that I had a special gift for you this morning. My gift for you this morning is that we are going to meditate together. Now, for those of you who are in the complaint-free meditation program, don't worry, I'm still going to be live with you. But we're going to do about a 10 to 12, maybe 15 minute meditation. And the reason I'm doing this, don't run away. I don't want to see people clicking out. When I did a 3-day jumpstart series on meditation, highest views I've ever had, 5,000 views one of them had, okay? Now, the reason is that touches into a part of our minds and our brains that we know. Meditation is something we would like to take on. Meditation is mental exercise. It's not mysticism. And with so many businesses opening up right now, we have been like caged apes, all of us. And now we're about to have the cages flung open. And we're all scared because we know that the other apes could be carrying a disease that could kill us. So the old joke goes, if you're not anxious right now, you're not paying attention. So what I want to do is give you the gift of about a 10, 12 minute meditation, something you can do on your own. And for those of you who are in the meditation program, we'll come back and meditate again. However, what I also want to show you is what the people in the meditation program get to experience every single day. All right? So before I load that, here we go. So here's what we're going to be sitting with while we meditate today. Let me real quick make sure everything's good. Say hello to people. You're getting so technical, Will says. Therese. Patty Gay Young says, good morning, all. Miyuki Pullman says, good morning. Raleigh Blue Muros says, good morning. John Bainham says, good morning, Will. Is Teddy okay? Oh, yeah, Teddy's fine. He was here a minute ago, and then he just went and took a nap. Therese is not running away. Good. A farmer outstanding in his field, says Michael Nagy. Thank you. Jerome says, good morning. And John Gladman is here. All right, so like I said, I want to show you what we do in the Complaint-Free Meditation Program. Meditation is, for me, a three-part process. Now, I've never thought to distill it down into words, but it's, number one, body relaxation. Number two, it's focusing. It's putting your mind on something and holding it there for a while. You want to be able to... I'm turning, making sure my phone is off, y'all. There we go. Because meditation is mental exercise, the process is bringing your mind back to something. So the second part is focusing. And then the third part is projecting. And that is, you're going to develop some wonderful feelings in this meditation. And then what we want to do is overlay those feelings to other areas of your life. All right. So if you're willing, stay with me. I think you're going to find it transformative. Real quick, Patty says, thank you for sharing the meditation. Lynn says, I enjoyed Friday's meditation so much, I replayed it and to meditate several times over the weekend. I'm so glad to hear that. Lisa says, love the water and the calming music. Thank you. And you can also thank Miroslav, my producer, who's worked so hard to help me put all this together. All right. So, number one, you want to find a place where you can sit comfortably. If you're driving, this is not something to even listen to because it will still raise your alpha waves. And so, your beta waves, rather. I get the waves confused. Your good waves, your relaxation waves. So, you don't want to do that because you want to stay mentally alert and focused when you're driving. However, the other thing, like I said, you want to find a place where you can sit comfortably, ideally with no distractions. Now, if there are distractions, remember what the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who taught meditation to the Beatles, said, and that is that all distractions are nothing but thoughts. In other words, don't get lazy and say you can't meditate because there's a leaf blower outside. There's always a leaf blower going where I live. So I like to take off my glasses, and in a moment we're going to be closing our eyes. Sit comfortably wherever you are. Place your hands in your lap. Touch your index finger and your thumb. This is called a mudra. Now, what we're going to do is an abbreviated meditation. So before we even begin, let me remind you that you never rush into meditation and you never rush out of meditation. So we have not begun intentionally. Our minds become excited. Let's hurry up and meditate. And that's exactly what we want to get away from. Let's hurry and do anything. So we're going to begin by three soft sighs. When we feel good, when we relax, when we release, we almost always, in fact, in almost every religion, the name of God is Yahweh, God, So take a deep breath in. Now, before we do the second and the third, I want you to check in with your body. Scan your body and see where you have tension. If you were to rate yourself from a 1 to 10 on how anxious you feel right now, or if you were to rate yourself on how stressed you feel right now, how would you rate yourself? We want to know this so we can do a rating when we end. All right, so getting an idea of exactly where the tension is and how tense you feel and how stressed, take another deep breath and ah it out. Ah. is what puts you out of flight and fight mode. So make sure you exhale long and slow. Take another deep breath in. This will be our last one. Now, because we have a limited time this morning, we're going to move through the other steps of meditation rather quickly, but I assure you, you'll get great benefit from it. Just stay with it and listen to my voice. I want you to repeat over and over in your mind as you're inhaling, I am breathing fully in. That's just how slow you want to breathe. I am breathing fully in. Your exhalation should be slower and longer. So we add, right now, I am breathing fully out. Inhale. I am breathing fully in. Right now, I am breathing fully out. I am breathing fully in. Right now, I am breathing fully out. Keep going. Take over the cadence in your own mind. Now I want you to release your mudra and tighten your hands as tight as you can tighten them. Just squeeze, 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 squeeze. Relax. Let them go. Your hands are now heavy and relaxed. Now tighten your forearms. Squeeze your forearms. Hold them as tight as you can. Squeeze them harder. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Relax. Relax your forearms. And now, tighten your biceps as tight as you can tighten them. Tight, 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 tighten your biceps. Tighten your biceps and release them. And now your triceps, tight, tight, squeeze, 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 and release. Keep your cadence as you breathe. Right now, I am breathing fully in. I am breathing fully. Flex, flex, squeeze, 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 squeeze. Release. Keep the cadence going as you breathe. Tighten your stomach muscles. Squeeze them, squeeze them, squeeze them, squeeze your sides. Squeeze tight, tight, tight. Release. And now squeeze the muscles in your back. Squeeze them. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Hold, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Release. And now squeeze the muscles in your buttocks and your thighs. Squeeze them. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Tighter, tighter. Release. And now squeeze your calves and your knees. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Hold tight, hold tight, hold. Release. And now squeeze the muscles in your feet. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Clench your feet like hands. Just ball them up. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. And relax everything. And now lastly, I want you to squeeze the muscles in your face. Squeeze them. Squeeze them tight. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. And release. I am breathing fully in right now. I am breathing fully out. Keep saying that with every breath. Breathe. I want to give you an affirmation. I want you to affirm in your mind, I am love, and I am loving. I am loved, and I am loving. Again, I am love. I am loving. Think of the people who love you. As you call them to mind, how do you feel in your body? We want to know what the feeling of being loved feels like. Where in your body do you feel being loved? Conjure that feeling right now. Feel it by thinking of people who love you. And increase the feeling. Make it bigger. Make it stronger. Feel it. I am loved. Affirm that. I am loved. And next, I want you to think of the people you love. Chances are it's the very same people, but what does it feel like for you to love them? Not the feeling they give you from loving you. What does it feel like to love those people? Feel that. Feel it in your body. Where does love feel in your body? How does it feel in your body? And make it bigger. Make it brighter. Immerse yourself in that feeling. Feel those two feelings combined. combining, coming together to make something tenfold. The feeling of their love coming to you, the feeling of your love pouring out to them, and this wonderful circle of love in which you live. And so now in your mind's eye, imagine that it's 2 hours from now. Something typical Monday happens and you still feel fine. You still feel calm. You still feel relaxed. You're able to put it into perspective because you are loved and you are loving. And that's what matters. And so you glide through whatever the issue is, and 4 hours later or 3 hours later, something else comes up again. And once again, you are able to stay calm and relaxed because you know that you are loved and you know you are loving. And now imagine you're lying in bed tonight, getting ready to turn off the light and go to sleep, and you just feel wonderful. As you close your eyes, you feel that feeling of loved and loving, and you feel wonderful. We want to anchor that feeling now, so I want you to take a deep breath in, and we're going to sigh it out softly. One more time, deep breath in. And last time, deep breath in, sigh it out, full voice. Now keep your eyes closed. That's extremely important. You know how when you remove a disk from your computer, it tells you if you don't eject it properly, you can do damage. You can actually put yourself in a much worse state emotionally and spiritually if you rush out of meditation. So take your hands, put them in the form of a prayer, and your thumbs on your chest. Now ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed do you feel? Compare the two. Compared to how you felt when we began this experience, how do you feel now? It's so important. We say we suffer from anxiety. No, we don't. We live in a loop of anxiety. Our bodies stress our minds stress our bodies, and we stay in flight or fight mode. Now we are in rest and digest mode. So how do you feel? Ready, blink your eyes open, continuing to look at the tips of your fingers. And when you're ready, raise your gaze. So this was my gift for you this morning. More than 10 years ago, I thought to myself, if there's one thing I would like to do, it's to get people to meditate and to have a support system for doing that. And that's why I created the Complaint Free Meditation Program. Every day, people who are members get to feel the way you're feeling right now, every single day, live. And they get an entire library of meditations. They can go back and watch at any time. So if you haven't checked it out, check it out. If you feel better now, imagine how you'll feel in 30 days, because it's cumulative. All meditation is cumulative. So it's 8:30. I'm actually going to go to the Complaint Free Meditation Group and lead a meditation, because you can't meditate too much. So if you just did this meditation, you're going to feel even better after continuing in the one we're about to do. Bless you all. Everybody have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow for our jumpstart right here at 8 a.m. in the Will Bowen Facebook group. All right? Enjoy today. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.